Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John R. Patterson, put a .com on the end of that full name, and you'll find our good friend John Patterson's website and all the things that he does there, including the books he's co-authored with our buddy Chip Bell, Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Wired and Dangerous. How many books have you and Chip written, John?
We've done three. You mentioned two of the other ones, Take Their Breath Away.
I've got it right here, Take Their Breath Away, yeah. How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. That's the new one, right?
No, Wired and Dangerous is the latest one.
Okay, well, you know what? I knew there was a reason why I liked it. It's very appropriate, folks, for the time, for our time, this book, Wired and Dangerous. I encourage you to check that out. It's easy to read, easy to understand. John, in the previous segment, folks, we're talking about your customers are now operating their lives and their businesses in the fast lane. I mean, they're in the fast lane, and they're whizzing by you at the speed of light. The question is, are you keeping up with them? And we talked about that in the last segment, John. One of the things, though, I wanted you to bore down on a little bit in this segment is how to make sure we train our employees so that they can stay up with customers. Because how many times have you seen a customer connect with a business and through the interface of an employee, and the employee is acting like it's 1995, and the customer is looking at 2016. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, when you step back and you look at one of the things customers absolutely cry for and demand today, it's consistency of the experience. No matter what channel they're using, Jim, whether they're using technology or they're talking with the employee, whatever, they want consistency of the experience. And they cannot stand when they find in your team a weak link, right? So if your team is not consistent in the way they approach the customer and they deliver the kind of experience that drives loyalty, you have a challenge. How do you get that consistency? It's all about how you train those people and how you reinforce that training so that they all understand the destination, which is a great experience that drives loyalty and devotion.
Mm-hmm.
But one weak link, Jim, one weak link can drive a customer away.
And cause them to write a bad review.
I was just going to say, we go back to what you said, and now we got word of mouth, which we all know flies supersonically across mm-hmm. the internet and stays there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's, you know, people say, well, you know, this isn't rocket science. It's not. But the execution is absolutely challenging because employees need reinforcement. They need to understand where they're going. And they need to understand what they do every day that helps you deliver on your promise to your customer.
Well, let me throw out a specific here, John, just as an idea.
Yeah.
Somebody walks in the door and they're obviously interested in one of your appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say, yes, ma'am, a refrigerator? Yes, we have them. By the way, did you know that they cool on the bottom and they freeze on the top and you can put your butter in there? Butter won't... If you start... I mean, I'm being silly, but if you start out like that, I mean, this customer walking in the door probably knows the serial number of the refrigerator she wants.
There is no question.
The model number, and she knows that this one has a place for 24 eggs and this one has a place for 16 eggs. So if you start out with, did you know refrigerators cool on the bottom and freeze on the top? Then you're gonna offend her. She's gonna leave.
She is, because you know, Jim, you just hit on one of the three things that changed customers. Right? They're smarter than they've ever been before.
Ever.
So to your point, they probably know as much, if not more, than your salespeople. They got way more choices than they ever had before. Yep. And they're used to getting great service.
And they only came in because they got this is they've got to complete the step in this particular case. She's got to come to your place to get the refrigerator to stay. Maybe she's trying to see if she likes the new color. But the main thing is that she's ready, and you got to find out how ready she is.
Yes, and she came in expecting a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't, let's go back to what you said at the opening of this segment about the connection and the emotional connection. So if you got people on the floor who know all about refrigerators but don't know much about people and don't know how to connect with people and make the emotional connection the customer's looking for, you're not going to keep that person in that store very long.
That's right.
They're going to move.
And they've got to be able to ask the customer where they are in their journey of understanding.
There's no question about it. And when they find out the customer's informed, they need to know how to deal with an informed customer.
Yeah, plug in right there.
To your point, that's very different than what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for your employees to get this, they have to understand where the customer is, like you said, how different they are, and what it is that your focus points are. And you've already talked about one of them, and that's value to the customer, making the customer feel important, and being grateful for their business.
Right.
It doesn't happen with one orientation or one video or one anything. It happens by developing a culture that's built around serving today's new wireless.
And you probably better be hiring people who can do this too. The people you have may not be able to do it. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job.
Yes, sir.
Come back soon.
Thank you. Absolutely.
JohnRPatterson.com, folks. That's the website for John Patterson. He'll be back another day. And I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.